Remembering Malabar Hindu genocide that took place today, just over 100 years ago. The mastermind of Mapilla riots, Haji N. Ali, raised Khilafat Army. The slogans or battle cry were neither against imperial rule, nor in favor of nationalism, but against the Kafirs, specifically the Malabar Hindus. The bizarre yet shocking 1921 Malabar genocide and forcible conversion of Hindus followed by the infamous Mopla riots, or Mapilla riots, marked one of the earliest radical Islamic violence against the Hindus. This horrific wave turned out more critical during the Khilafat movement. The unfortunate side of the story is that the whole episode of violence remained either inexplicable or deeply misinterpreted. Comparing Islamist with martyr. On the eve of the commencement of the centenary years of the Mapilla riots, lasting wounds of violence have started throbbing the patriotia and specifically to those who lost their everything and still living in the riots' nightmares. But, for many, this still holds a political value. For instance, recently in Kerala, M.B. Rajesh, Speaker of Legislative Assembly, the communist, demonstrated his loyalty and unbreakable, illegitimate bond, with the 1921 riot perpetrators and especially radical Islamist V.K. Haji, leader of Mapilla riots when he compared him with Sardar Bhagat Singh. Spreading falsehood about Sangh. In the continuation of this, D. Raja, Member of Parliament, Rajya Sabha, and National Secretary, CPI has made a disparaging remark about RSS BJP and said that, misrepresentation of facts, distortion of history, appropriation of some historical figures and events while negating or falsifying others are standard techniques in the Sangh toolkit. However, this raised the question of its sanctity. Does he misapprehend the so-called toolkit? Does Sangh, RSS, really need any toolkit to expose clandestine intent of distorting the historical facts, to reveal their historical transgressions, and simply to expose their Hindu-phobic mind? If yes, then for sure the alleged toolkit is to highlight their transgression and the act of Hindu-misia without adding any preservatives. The Sangh, since its foundation, serves the truth with its natural fervor. The Sangh doesn't need any preservatives to make it more appealing and acceptable. The Hindu-phobic bubble is swelling up fast, which is bound to burst simply because the layers of lies, transgression of historical facts, masking the reality can't last long. The Sangh, RSS, since its foundation, serves the truth with its natural fervor. The Sangh doesn't need any preservatives to make it more appealing and acceptable. The Hindu-phobic bubble is swelling up fast, which is bound to burst simply because the layers of lies, transgression of historical facts, masking the reality can't last long. Establishing Caliphate Rule. Now, on a historical note, the mastermind of Mapilla riots, Haji N. Ali, raised a Khilafat army consisting of more than 60,000 Muslim soldiers with Turkish Caliphate flags. Contrary to the belief, the slogans, allegedly their battle cry, were neither against imperial rule, nor in favor of nationalism, or for Swaraj. Rather, the slogans were merely against the Kafirs, i.e., non-believers of Islam, or specifically against the Malabar Hindus. The aim was to establish the Caliphate rule, as pointed out by the then deputy collector, C. Gopalan Nair, who listed 51 incidents of unprovoked assaults against Hindus by the Moplas before the gruesome climax of 1921, in his, The Mopla Rebellion, 1921. Let's discuss some more untouched historical facts that the communists and their supported historians intentionally ignored while writing about the Mapilla riots in hastened manner. In The Servants of Indian Society Committee Reports and in The Future of Indian Politics, 1922, Annie Besant said that more than 1,500 Hindus were brutally murdered, 20,000 people were forcibly converted to Islam, and private possession worth 3 crore rupees were destroyed or looted. In her letter to Lady Reading, wife of the then Viceroy Lord Reading, the Rani of Nilambar wrote that, to convey at least some idea of the indescribably terrible agonies which they and thousands more of their sisters have been enduring for over 5 months now through this reign of inhuman frightfulness inaugurated and carried on in the name of the Khilafat, of many wells and tanks filled up with mutilated, but often only half-dead bodies of our nearest and dearest one, who refused to abandon the faith of our father. Of pregnant women cut to pieces and left on the roadsides and in the jungle, with the unborn babe protruding from the mangled corpse, or our innocent and helpless children torn from our arms and done to death before our eyes, and of our husbands and fathers tortured, flayed and burnt alive. Our place of worship, Mandir, desecrated and destroyed, and of the images of the deity shamefully insulted by putting the entrails of slaughtered cows where flower garland used to lie, or else smashed to pieces. This was the act of your mankind angel, Haji N. Ali, for Malabar Hindus who intend to bring the egalitarian society after confronting the zamindars and feudal landlords? Was that Sharia's model of welfare state? The real issue was that thousands of innocent Hindus who worked as laborers, tenants, and craftsmen were ruthlessly slaughtered. At the same time, all the Muslim landlords were left alone and unaffected by the atrocities. Ambedkar on massacre of Malabar Hindus. Above all, Dr. B.R. Ambedkar himself, in his Pakistan or Partition of India, BAWS, Volume 8, page 163, called this genocide on Malabar Hindus as indescribable. Dr. Ambedkar went on to describe, the Hindus were visited by a dire fate at the hands of the Moplas. Massacres, forcible conversions, desecration of temples, foul outrages upon women, such as ripping open pregnant women, pillage, arson, and destruction, in short, all the accompaniments of brutal and unrestrained barbarism, were perpetrated freely by the Moplas upon the Hindus until such time as troops could be hurried to the task of restoring order through a difficult and extensive tract of the country. This was not a Hindu-Muslim riot. This was just a Bartholomew. The number of Hindus who were killed, wounded or converted is not known. But the number must have been enormous. The colonial police force with prisoners of Mopla riots. Was Dr. Ambedkar a Swayamsevak of Sangh? No. Dr. Ambedkar was a champion of social justice, a bulwark of freedom, a constitutionalist, a political foreigner, and a true Indian patriot. As a matter of fact, the riots were set against a backdrop of widespread religious conversions. How can this be considered as the freedom movement? Probably, we all may have accepted the distorted facts that the Muslims had assaulted and appropriated the properties of only feudal landlords and zamindars, who were the invisible hands of Britishers, but that was not the actual case. The real issue was that thousands of innocent Hindus who worked as laborers, tenants, and craftsmen were ruthlessly slaughtered. At the same time, all the Muslim landlords were left alone and unaffected by the atrocities. Why can't we call it pogrom instead of calling it riots then? As a result, the theory of the agrarian revolution comes crashing down. Lastly, to conclude, historical facts cannot be subjected to misrepresent reality. Nor can they be allowed to have forfeited in the hands of ideologically soaked and politically motivated historians. Rather, it is imperative to discuss the historicity as it happened in the past. There is no need to distort the nature of historicity merely to protect the social and political status or simply to fulfill the obligatory appeasement action. The Mopla incident was not a new phenomenon to anyone. It was indeed not a fight for Swaraj, but merely an act of radical Islamic jihadists, or it can be considered merely as a failed attempt to establish the wicked intent of Ghazwa-e-Hind. The freedom fighters who actually sacrificed their lives for real Swaraj can't be equated with brutal warmongers whose fervent act was to nurture radical Islamist jihadist social composition. Thank you for listening to The Organizer.